Hello children, I'm back again, this time with story writing for class 7 module 2. Okay, in this particular module, I'm going to read a story aloud for you and you will see how the story has been written and also check whether all the components have been included. Okay, so can you read it aloud with me? Chalo, let's read it together. Story writing, an example story, study its components, read aloud with me. The tortoise on the fence post. Let's read the story. Bye, Ma, shouted out Sumit. I'm going to the lake park with Anand, Arif and Jose. I'm taking my cycle and will be back before dark. Bye. Okay, bye. But don't be late. I'm making chole bature for dinner. As Sumit paddled his back on towards the lake park, Sumit was already noticing what an unusually warm day it was, especially for early March. Arriving at the lake park, Sumit could see Anand, Arif and Jose on their racing cycles waiting impatiently. About time you get here. We were ready to leave you behind, said Anand. We're heading down to the lake. Let's go, guys. Sumit had to struggle to keep up with the team as they all rode on towards the lake. It was difficult for him to do so, as he was still trying to regain his strength and stamina after breaking his ankle late last winter. And he already knew they wouldn't wait for him, especially not Anand. Shortly after they arrived at the lake, parked their bikes near the stand, Anand noticed a small tortoise grazing near the lake shore. Taking his empty plastic water bottle and casually throwing it into a nearby bush, he called out, "Hey guys, watch this!" as he picked up the tortoise and carried him over to a nearby fence post. "Here's your new home," Anand laughed as he placed the animal on top of the post. "Anand, what are you doing?" Sumit asked. "What does it look like, smart guy?" Anand replied. "I am leaving him here." "You can't leave him stranded like that. He'll starve," replied Sumit. So what? It's just a dumb animal. Come on, guys," called out Anand as he walked towards the stand. Sumit hesitated, then walked to catch up with the rest of them, pausing to look back at the tortoise. "Hey, are you coming along or not?" Jose yelled at Sumit. "Ah, yeah, sure," answered Sumit. Sumit pulled Arif aside and quietly said, "I can't believe Anand would do something like that, leaving the tortoise stranded." After a couple of hours at the lake, Sumit could clearly see that Anand was getting bored and restless. And by now, he wasn't the least bit surprised to see him throw his empty soft drink bottle into the nearby bushes. Arif and Jose soon did the same. "Well, guys, I should be going on my way," said Sumit, glancing at his wristwatch. I have things to do. I need to go and to get them done." Mounting his bike, Sumit looked back and said, "I'll see you guys later, okay?" And he rode away. A short while later, Sumit returned home, still thinking about the tortoise. "You're home early than I thought you would be," his mother said as he entered the kitchen. "How was your day?" It was okay," replied Sumit. "It doesn't sound okay to me," said his mother. "Something wrong?" "Nothing, not really," he answered as he headed quietly towards his room, inwardly shaming himself for not doing anything to help the tortoise earlier in the afternoon. The three of them proceeded to eat their dinner in the near total silence. Sumit barely touched his meal, surprising both his parents. They were even more surprised when Sumit, not even halfway through the dinner, suddenly got up from the table and bolted towards the door. "Sumit, where are you going now?" asked his father. It's going to rain and there might be a storm tonight." "It's something I have to do," replied Sumit as he ran out of the door. "Trust me, I'll explain it later. I'll be back soon. I promise. Sumit quickly hopped onto his bike, pedaled vigorously on towards the lake, getting closer. He noticed that the sky was becoming cloudier. The wind was picking up, forcing him to pedal harder and faster. When he finally arrived at the lake, he found the tortoise still stranded helplessly on the fence. He breathed a sigh of relief when he saw that Anand and the others were no longer at the lake. He also shook his head in disgust and at all the empty soft drink bottles that littered the grass around the fence post. I can't leave you here like this. I can't do it. What Ananth did was just wrong and stupid too, Sumit said as he carefully picked up the tortoise and carried it to a nearby bush. You should be okay now, he said as he gently placed the animal on the ground near the bush. Just stay away from the fence post, he added, chuckling. Turning towards his bike, he hesitated and then quickly ran back to pick up the litter and place it in a nearby trash can. He hopped on his bike and began pedaling towards home. He was perhaps 100 yards from his home when the rain shower suddenly turned into a downpour. By the time he pulled into his house, he was drenched and exhausted, and yet heartened to see both his mother and father anxiously waiting for him on the back porch. Where have you been? Cried his mother as Sumit staggered onto the porch with the help of his father. Look at you, you're soaked to the skin. Slowly catching his breath, Sumit explained to his parents what had happened earlier at the lake and what he had done to help the stranded tortoise. It's something I had to do. Something I had to do. Okay, children, so that was the story that you heard and that you, I hope, you read aloud with me. So let's see what the components of the story were. The title. The title is The Tortoise on the Fence Post. Now, who are the characters? Sumit, Sumit's parents, Ananth, Jose, Arif, and yes, the tortoise. Okay, so what was the setting? The setting, Sumit's house and the lake park. And what was the plot? The plot of the story revolves around a boy saving a hapless animal from abuse. Now, children, picking up animals and treating them cruelly is animal abuse. So what is the plot? A boy saves a hapless animal from abuse. How does the story begin? Sumit, the main character, is introduced in the beginning, and in the middle he interacts with his unruly friends. He is shocked by his friends' insensitive behavior towards the tortoise. Right? And conclusion. Conclusion, Sumit decides to return to the lake and rescue the tortoise. So that is a conclusion. Now, children, if you remember in module 1, I told you that we are not going to separately enunciate the moral. We are not going to say the moral of the story is. Now, after reading the story, The Tortoise on the Fence, you already now have understood what the moral is. You needn't write it down, because the purpose of stories is to give you a message. I'm sure you understood what the message was. By writing down the moral of the story, you're sort of robbing the fun from the whole thing, from the whole exercise. So I, as I told you previously, I personally feel we mustn't be listing out the moral, okay, of the story. The message has to reach the students or the people who read the short story. Okay, children? Now, if you observe, there is a mixture of present tense, past tense, and the use of many dialogues. The twist in the story is the cruel act of Ananth placing the tortoise on the fence pole and Sumit's sense of shock when he discovers that his friends are heartless boys. Now, an element of uncertainty is added when Sumit has to cycle back in the stormy weather. Okay, so children, that was a little presentation on story writing part 2 for class 7 students. I hope you enjoyed it. I did enjoy the whole exercise of bringing you these two modules. Thank you, children. Bye-bye.